Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Eddie Lenehan again this month here, and the fairies are my subject once more. Now, the Irish fairies are very like ourselves. They have their preferences, they have their dislikes, music, hurling, football, and many of the things that we take for granted. And get along well with them, they'll give you a gift. Maybe. If you don't, if you interfere with them, it can cost you very, very dearly indeed. Some of the gifts we get from the fairies can be music, the gift of great dancing, the gift of football or hurling, expertise at those games. But those kind of things fade with time. Music doesn't. Music is a thing that lasts with people all through their years, through the decades. I know people who play music and they're in their 90s. You won't get anybody playing football. You won't get anybody playing hurling in their 90s. All they have are their memories or their medals. But to be given the gift of music, that is something special. Now, my story today is something in that nature, or of that nature. Brosna, in County Kerry, where I come from, is a queer place. Now, not in a bad sense of that word, not at all, but a place where things can happen. And very often did. I'll tell you about one of them. There was these two men there one time, Ned Mort and Pat Mickey Sean. There's often, you know yourself, very often strange names down in Kerry too. And we won't mention surnames now because their relations are there yet. And, well, these two men got help the mark. The two of them, they were Critichons. Now, anyone who has any little bit of Irish at all, they know what that was. Hunchbacks. And, you see, that's the modern English word for it. Hunchbacks. But Irish, 'Tis a better language in many ways for ailments, especially ailments. Critachon, crit, cruth, critachon. It brings across the sense of an ailment much, much better. Because when you think of having that weight down on your back, hunchback is only a throwaway term, but critachon. There's lonesomeness in that. But Ned, he showed that. He wasn't a nice character. And I'm not blaming him now. If I had a crut on my back, maybe I'd be the same as him. But for some reason, Pat, he wasn't the same. He seemed to make the most of life. Well, what could he do anyway? Only make the most of life. If you're carrying a weight like that, what could you do about it? Maybe you could today, you know. Medicine has made a lot of advances since that time. But he was that kind of a fella that if he was inside in a pub, he was smiling. And people liked that. He'd be bought a drink. The other man, Ned, well, if you're growling and surly, who's going to talk to you even? And that's the way it was with him. Snarling, surly, as he poked his way along the street of Brushna. Well, that's the way things were. And at night, Pat's mother, she was never liked to see him going into the pub. He lived a bit out of the village, not far. Now, porter was cheap that time, tuppence halfpenny a pint, but money was hard got. But his mother, sure, look, she'd provide a couple of pence. Go on, have your few pints. And he'd always be home early. He was a nice fella. What would he have been if he hadn't that bloody hump on his back? But anyway, this particular night, he was coming back. And after his couple of pints, staggering back with the bloody hump on his back and the weight of a couple of pints in him. But he was there and he... alone. No, on his way between the village and house. He had to pass this fort, and the name of the fort, which is still there, it was called Listnagana, the fort of the singing. Now, I don't think anybody ever heard singing in it. It was just an old fort covered with briars and bushes. But nobody ever interfered with it all the same, like most people don't interfere with forts to this very day. And as he passed it, an old gap in the field, there in front of him, it was a bright night, he saw standing in the road this small man. No, even small, tiny. He was about the size of a 3-year-old child. And the man held him up. Well, of course, Pat, got a fright, naturally. And the man was about the same size as himself, because remember, no, Pat was bent down, staggering along under the weight of the hump on his back. And he almost unbalanced himself. And the man says to him, "Hiya." He says, "Where are you going?" And Pat, of course... "I'm going home, sir." And then, from the fort, he heard, "Deluin dem heart, deluin dem heart, doom dem heart, deluin dem heart, tiddly dum, deluin dem heart, deluin dem heart, tiddly tiddly dum." And the small fella stared at him, stared, a cute kind of a stare. "Do you like our music, eh?" And Pat said nothing, only looking at him and looking in. "Deluin dem heart, deluin dem heart, diddly diddly dum. Deluin dem heart, deluin dem heart." "Have one thing to add to that, would you think?" No, Pat was frightened enough, but all he said when he came around again, "Deluin dem heart to stay care Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday." Inside in the fort, immediately, silence. And these heads began to appear up from the bushes and the briars. And one of them, a bit bigger than the rest, and a cloak around him. Now, it could have been red or purple, Pat couldn't tell, because remember, this was night time. And even though it was moonlight, it was hard to distinguish colours in the moonlight. He was a bit taller. Maybe he was the king of them, or the chief, I don't know what. And the small fella says, in, he wants you. And in they came, the two of them. Pat staggering. Now, all he wanted to do was I'd rather go home, sir, if we don't mind. Get in, he wants you. And in he went. And the crowd inside, staring at him now, and staring. Now, Pat was frightened. All he wanted, as I say, to go home. But the big fella inside, big among small, he beckoned him in. And he said, as soon as Pat was inside, and they all around him now, sing that again. Sing what, sir? Sing it again. Oh, de lunt de mort, stay carefully. Sing it right. Now, when he saw that nobody was hurting him or interfering with him, and de lunt de mart, is the caving. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Again. And as he sang it again and again, he got calmer and better. He wasn't a great singer, but he wasn't a bad singer. Nobody is a bad singer if they put their mind to it. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And eventually the man with the cloak said, "Right, lads, sing it." And around him the voices started. De lunt de mart, and you'd know they preferred the Irish. You'd know that, and they had good Irish. Kerry Irish, Munster Irish, de lunt de mart, they were delighted. Oh, Lord, you would know, but they were delighted. They sang it like a choir. Huh? And eventually, they stopped. And the man with the cloak said, "Right, down on your knees." Huh? Down on your knees. Down went Pat. Down. Down, and I down on my knees. Down. And down he went on his face and eyes. Now. And he didn't see it, but the big man, the big small man, beckoned to two of the ones that were there. And over they came, and they grabbed Pat's hump. No, of course, don't, he said, don't. Shut up, says the fellow above. They grabbed Pat's hump. Now, Lord, they might be small, but they had strong hands. They grabbed his hump, and they twisted it, and they twisted it, and there was Pat. He said, "Don't kill me, don't kill me. Is this the kind of thanks I'm getting?" They twisted it, and twisted it, and twisted it off his back. The poor man, he lost consciousness. Over they went and threw the hump into the grass at the side of the fort. And the big man, big small man with the cloak, now he says, "We'll do once more and we'll go." Right? De lunt de mart, is take care in. De lunt de mart, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Good night's work, he says. And with that, down he came, quietly and quietly. He touched Pat on the shoulder. Pat looked up, and he put back his hand. The hump was gone. My hump, my creep, what did you do? "Shut your mouth, you fool, you Ramadan. Get up and go home." Pat got up on his knees, on his feet, straight as a rule. Walked out of that field. They disappeared. Walked out. Walked home, and when he got home, Now, of course, his mother would always be waiting for him. They'd have a cup of tea together, and the poor woman, you know, she had great sympathy always. She was the one that was minding her poor son, what was going to happen to him when she was gone, because the father was dead before that. He was an only child. But anyway, he knocked at the door, and out she came, and shocked out of her wits, who was this tall stranger standing there? Oh, my God, she thought it was a robber. Don't. Shut up, mother, look at me. He turned around, straight as I say, straight as a rule. Oh, his mother, what happened to you? What happened? What am I talking about? In he came. She said to him, oh my God, is this a miracle? Is this a miracle? He told her the story as they had that tea, and she blessed herself. Oh, God Almighty, I often heard about the fairies in that place, in that fort, but I never really believed it until this night's work. Thanks be to God. Well, you know, she was fascinated. Well, he told her, don't tell no one. Don't tell no one. But, of course, the poor woman, I suppose she was so delighted that she told her next-door neighbour and warned her, don't tell no one. Did you ever see a story, especially of good news, that could be kept quiet? The news spread. Brosne wasn't a big village that time. It's still not a big village, but it was a much smaller village that time, only half the size. And the story came to Ned. And as soon as Ned heard the story, he said, very interesting. I must visit that place tomorrow night. And he did. At midnight tomorrow night, there he was at the gap. But there was no small man. Very strange. But he waited. And sure enough, just a short time, 5 minutes after midnight, there, inside, in the fort, the singing started. De lunde mart, de lunde mart, de lunde mart is de kedin. De lunde mart, de lunde mart, de lunde mart is de kedin. Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And you'd know by the voices that they were delighted at their new song. The only bother was, like I said, Ned was a different kind of a man entirely. Impatient and surly and, things that Pat wasn't. And after a few minutes of the same thing, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, God bless it, he said, don't they know that there's more days in the week than Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday? And when the song came around again, de loon de martis de caithin, he put up his head, as best he could, and he said, August Dairdin, August Anina, August and Saharan, August and Downock, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. No, he says, give me my reward, I can't be standing here in the cold all night. There was a sudden silence, and the man with the cloak stood up, and the rest of them too, and all heads turned towards the road and the gap and Ned. And the man with the cloak said, bring him in, and bring him in, and we have a reward for him. Bring him in. And Ned knew by the sound of his voice that, reward, I don't know about that. And he turned to run with the crit on his back. Well, running wasn't exactly what he did, except staggering. And of course, they were a bit faster than that. There was four of them out, like that. And they grabbed a hold of him, hands and legs, and they dragged him back in the gap, across the field, into the fort. They threw him down in front of the king, we'll call him, the man with the cloak, and the man with the cloak said to him, you have destroyed our night's entertainment, our new song that we only got short time ago. By the Lord, you'll pay for it. You will. keep him there quiet. And one of them sat on that hand, another of them sat on that hand, one of them sat on that leg, another one of them sat on that leg, and he facing the ground. And the man with the cloak, he beckoned to two of them, the strongest of them. And over they came, and over to the grass where Pat's hump was. They took the hump, they brought it here to Ned, and they down on his back, and they screwed it down and down and down, and there was Ned. But they did. They screwed it down on his back until they left him there like a camel with two humps instead of one. And the man with the cloak said, "Come on," he says, "we'll go. Our night's entertainment is destroyed by this Amadan here." And on they went. I don't know how they went, but off. Gone. They left Ned there. And when he tried to rise, he couldn't. With the weight of the two humps on his back, all he could do was crawl, crawl, crawl across that field, out the gap, onto the road, and on home. And when he came to the house, what did he do? Only scratch the door like a dog trying to come in. And his mother was inside, sitting by the fireplace, waiting for him. And she heard the scratching at the door, and out she went, looked, nothing there, and on it, and then she heard the and looked down, and there she saw the, oh my God, she saw the thing with the two humps, and he never even saluted her, only crawled in across the floor into his room. And I'm sorry to say, he never again came out of that room. He crawled in under the bed. Couldn't even crawl into bed. The poor lad, he was dead within 3 days. An awful thing. But it shows, I suppose, you don't interfere with the fairies, the Irish fairies. Be nice, yes. But if you interfere, especially with their entertainments in their own place, in a fort, you're asking for trouble. Ned was the proof of that. I would never interfere with a fort, and any of the old people in Ireland likewise. It was a sad thing to happen, but there's no point in being sentimental with the Irish fairies. Don't interfere. Be nice. And they'll be nice, as they were to Pat.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.